Leviticus chapter 18. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, I am Yahweh your Elohim. After the doings of the land of Egypt, in which you dwelt, you shall not do. And after the doings of the land of Canaan, where I shall bring you, you shall not do. Neither shall you walk in their ordinances. You shall do my judgments and keep my ordinances to walk in them. I am Yahweh your Elohim. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. I am Yahweh. None of you shall approach to any that is near of kin to him to uncover their nakedness. I am Yahweh. The nakedness of your father or the nakedness of your mother you shall not uncover. She is your mother. You shall not uncover her nakedness. The nakedness of your father's wife shall you not uncover. It is your father's nakedness. The nakedness of your sister, the daughter of your father or daughter of your mother, whether she is born at home or born abroad, even their nakedness you shall not uncover. The nakedness of your son's daughter, or of your daughter's daughter, even their nakedness you shall not uncover, for theirs is your own nakedness. The nakedness of your father's wife's daughter, begotten of your father, she is your sister, you shall not uncover her nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's sister, she is your father's near kinswoman. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your mother's sister, for she is your mother's near kinswoman. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's brother. You shall not approach to his wife. She is your aunt. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your daughter-in-law. She is your son's wife. You shall not uncover her nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your brother's wife. It is your brother's nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter. Neither shall you take her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter to uncover her nakedness, for they are her near kinswomen. It is wickedness. Neither shall you take a wife to her sister to vex her, to uncover her nakedness because of the other in her life. Also you shall not approach a woman to uncover her nakedness as long as she is put apart for uncleanness. Moreover, you shall not lie carnally with your neighbor's wife to defile yourself with her. And you shall not let any of your seed pass through the fire to Molech. Neither shall you profane the name of your Elohim. I am Yahweh. You shall not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. Neither shall you lie with any beast to defile yourself with it. Neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down with it. It is confusion. Do not defile yourselves in any of these things, for in all these the nations are defiled which I cast out in front of you. And the land is defiled. Therefore I do visit the iniquity of it upon it, and the land itself vomits out her inhabitants. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not commit any of these abominations, neither any of your own nation nor any stranger that travels among you. For all these abominations have the men of the land done, which were before you, and the land is defiled. That the land does not spew you out also when you defile it, as it spewed out the nations that were before you. For whosoever shall commit any of these abominations, even the souls that commit them shall be cut off from among their people. Therefore shall you keep my ordinances, that you do not commit any one of these abominable customs which were committed before you, that you do not defile yourselves in them. I am Yahweh your Elohim. End of chapter.